Hey, and welcome to Nothing Ventured with me, Arish Shah. Today, I am super happy to have with me Rhys Chowdhury, founding partner at Concept Ventures. Rhys, it's great to have you here with me today. We're going to do something new here at Nothing Ventured, a bit of a quick fire. So I'd love for you to introduce yourself and give us a bit of your personal background in sort of 30 seconds to 1 minute.
I started my career at EY in the consulting division in technology. I spent about 5 years there learning about big companies, systems, etc. And then I left EY and started a number of startups at the same time, which was an awful decision looking back on it. I didn't really know what I was doing and why I was doing it, but I found great people to work with and built three startups at the same time. One failed very, very quickly. One we sold to private equity after a couple of years, and one is still going today. So off the back of that, I became a very active angel investor and invested over the last kind of 8 years into about 80 deals. Some have done well, some have done badly. And over that genesis, what I really found was there was a real lack of institutional capital in the pre-seed stage, the first round of funding. And we set about building Concept over the last 4 years. We backed over 100 founders through Concept now. And some who we'll hear from today are doing amazingly well. And yeah, in terms of what we invest in, we typically invest in rounds under 1.5 million, typically UK startups, in three areas. We call it changing the way people work, play, and learn. So that could be anything from a edtech business, like we'll hear from Chris at Good Course later, to a game studio, to a B2B SaaS business. So we are very stage specific fund, and we're really, really driven by founders themselves and their personalities more than anything. And we've developed a lot of kind of insight and tooling and data to really understand people. And we'll probably dig into that later, but that's a little bit about us. In terms of our recent fund, we recently closed $60 million last year. In July, we launched that fund, and we're actively deploying out of that over the next 3 years. We're backed by the British Business Bank. And one thing I'm really, really proud of is that Concept has 80% of our LPs who are investors in our fund are from ethnic minority backgrounds, and 20% are women. And we couldn't find anyone in the UK with that kind of statistic in terms of the LP base, which is often not talked about. That's a little bit about us and Concept.
100%. And what sort of check sizes do you deploy in?
So initial check is usually around anywhere between £300,000 and £600,000. And that's usually typically in rounds under 1.5 million. And with our fund, we obviously typically follow on for at least two rounds following our initial investment.
Amazing. And can you tell us about three portfolio companies that you're really excited about? Obviously, we're going to be talking about one of them pretty shortly.
So I'm sure we'll talk about Good Course. So that's definitely one of them. And Chris has done amazing since we invested at pre-seed. The second one I would say is Imperia, which actually just got announced in a Series A company. Again, we backed at pre-seed. It's a virtual store creator for luxury brands such as Bloomingdale's, Ralph Lauren, Lacoste. They've just completed a Series A round with Base 10, who are an amazing West Coast firm who backed the likes of Notion and Figma. And I said, the third one again got announced this week. So we're really excited about a company called 11 Labs, which we invested in last year. A pre-seed round of $2 million, which essentially takes your voice and translates that into different languages synthetically. So it could be used from anything from YouTubers like Mr. Beast doing the translating their back catalog into different languages, to audiobooks, to creators. And obviously, there's obviously a lot of talk about generative AI, and that definitely plays on that theme before the last couple of months has really taken off. So those are the three companies I'm really excited about.
Amazing. And just finally, any trending tech that you are super excited about? You mentioned ChatGPT and OpenAI. I'm not sure if that is is meant to be flavor of the month anymore, but anything that you're super excited about right now?
I think what we are really excited about as a theme is the the continued digitization of industries which have a lot of legacy. Still baffles me that even in Europe, the amount of companies that still use paperwork to do things like loan documents or, you know, lending to people or, you know, onboarding clients, I think, or, you know, industries which, you know, we invested in something called Spectingo, which sells secondhand tractors around the world or in a marketplace. You know, most people sell their tractor to their local dealer within 20 miles of their house. So I think there's just so many opportunities still. And people are very, I think, caught up in a lot of, you know, what's the future? What's your future? But there's so much undigitization and unproductivity, which can just be done with not lots of, like, you know, incredible technology. And I think VCs particularly have this flavor of the month. If you invested loads in crypto last year, now it's generative AI. So I think we are very focused on, you know, founders themselves and what they're really focused on building, and, like, you know, particularly attacking, you know, really big problems, which, you know, are very obvious and clear to articulate.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you very much.